Welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shelley North, and with over a decade of clinical expertise in the areas of pelvic floor conditions, lymphatic conditions, and chronic neurological diseases, I have a wealth of medical knowledge that I want to share with you all. In this podcast, I will answer the most common questions I receive from clients, family members, and fellow clinicians. Our purpose is not only to answer questions, but to educate you so you can make the best decision for your optimal health. This podcast is perfect to listen on your way home from work, while you're on your daily walk, or just taking 15 and 20 minutes for yourself. Again, welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast, and get ready for us to guide you to optimal health.
Hello, hello, everybody. So welcome back to the North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shirley North, and today's episode is going to be all about self-care. And what is your routine? This podcast, we're going to just post some questions for you. Again, we're in this mode of kind of self-reflection. It's now the month of February, right? And so for this month, we all think of, okay, it's the shortest month of the year, but it's also St. Valentine's Day and all about the love and everything. But I think a big thing for us to focus on here in 2024 is learning what the last couple of years going through COVID, going through huge amount of life changes that probably occurred in every single one of our lives in one way, shape, or form. And how are we going to do it better? What mistakes were made? What is a new goal or new perspective I'm looking at? And so for this episode, we're going to focus on really truly what that self-care is. I think going through the pandemic, coming out the other side, yes, we still have some lingering things here and there because guess what? It's a virus, right? It's going to evolve and learn and change just like how we do. And so we really need to focus on that self-care. And let me reiterate, this does not mean we're being selfish. I think so many times we get so much gaslighting in our lives and we are being called, no, that's so silly, that's so crazy, just do it. It's like, well, what does that mean? We don't have to sit there and hyperanalyze and be paralyzed by the analysis, but we really do need to love ourselves, to care about ourselves. Because if we can't be a better version of ourselves, how are we supposed to do that for our family, for our friends, and really live a good, high quality of life? And so as a pelvic floor physical therapist and lymphedema therapist, there is a lot of emotional and mental toll that happens when our physical body is not being taken care of and it becomes this vicious cycle. So I often joke, but serious, and I'm earned a minor in psychology and I have a doctorate in physical therapy. And I think a lot of the times I use my minor a lot more than I use my doctorate level, of education, just because of understanding how intertwined our physical body and our mental health and our emotional and social and spiritual and financial, all of that. And so my last episode, we talked a lot about the biopsychosocial model, and holy crap, that really rings so much with this self-care routine that we want to implement, right? We need to know physically what we can handle. We need to know and mentally and emotionally and socially and spiritually and financially, all of that. What can we handle? And so a lot of that was talking about, you know, that self-reflection and all of that. So here I'm just going to kind of pose, you know, little factors that we want to take into consideration when we're really truly implementing a self-care routine. And so we talk about stress, right? When we are often intertwined, self-care equals stress management and, oh, just kumbaya, you know, just breathe and everything will be okay. Sometimes that doesn't cut it, right? I mean, yes, there is definitely science and research behind the power of breathing. And we don't want to poo-poo that notion at all. There is definitely something to be said when we are activating good breathing technique like diaphragmatic breathing, where we inhale, inflate the belly, exhale, let the belly fall and kind of sink in and use your tummy muscles to bring that in. When we're doing more of a henna breath, I'm just relaxing everything. Yes, you are turning on your parasympathetic nervous system, which helps with that rest and digest. We're helping reduce that release of the stress hormone of cortisol, which could in turn help with healing process. Definitely something to be said for breathing techniques. And I think that is a great small thing that you can do for your own self-care. You're sitting there in traffic, you're going stoplight to stoplight, your kids are calling your cell phone, asking you what's for dinner. You're busy thinking about the project you got to do for work. All of this stuff is happening all at the same time, right? And we need to have that active stress management of, okay, at this stoplight for this 30 seconds, I'm just going to breathe. Right? Definitely something to be said for that. And so I want to talk about that active stress management. There will always be stress. There is good stressor, there is bad stressor, but there is still stress, right? And so this is not a passive thing. It isn't like, oh, I'm going to deny this. I'm going to just say nope and be la 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 frolicking in the field. No, you need to have an active stress management. Shit will always come up. Right? Life is always changing. We need to change around and we need to be able to, and I quote Miss Michelle Lyons, who is amazing, control the controllables. And I reiterate that with my clients. I really try to dive deep with them of when they're coming to me for a physical issue, is it truly just mechanical? 9 times out of 10, it is not. There is something else going on. And we're not necessarily trying to be nosy. There's no judgment here. It's we want to understand what are these other factors in our lives that is presenting in that physical issue or compounding that physical issue. So through self-care, through recognizing what's going on, how can we actively change that? How can we actively reduce that stressor or control the controllable? You know, what are the things that we can control and own it, right? It is not a passive thing. And so we want to look at, yes, all of the biopsychosomatic and social model there of physically, what can we change? It might be something like your posture. It might be something of what is my intake? Am I drinking enough water? Am I having enough, you know, fruits and vegetables and maybe plant-based alternatives, you know? Am I going for a little bit of a walk? Am I standing up from my 8-hour desk job? Those kind of little things that you can implement within your daily life that will make a huge difference. Mentally, emotionally, am I being able to either check out, compartmentalize? Sometimes it's really hard to do. There's no real, like, this is my box of just work things. And then I'm going to close the door. I'm going to close that box. And now I'm going to focus on family stuff. And then I'm going to close the door, close that box. And then I'm going to focus on my workout. You know, there's none of that, right? We're always thinking of other things, right? There's always things overlapping each other. So I like to have the notion of there's a compartment for something. But then there's also like the back burner. Like, you know what? I'm just going to let that kind of simmer back here. Not that I'm forgetting about it. Not that I'm not going to deal with it. But is it a priority right now? I can control what's a priority right now to a certain extent, minus, you know, an emergency. But a lot of times I'm like, you know what? My workday is done. How much of maybe my documentation do I need to finish? You know, can I do that right now? Do I need to hold off till tomorrow? And do I need to just kind of check out for a little bit so that way I'm not overstressing? Let me put that in the back burner while I go run my kids, you know, to and fro to all of their practices and things like that, right? So there's a lot of that kind of juggle, but that's an active stress management. I'm not going to stress out about something that's not a priority right now. There's priority and there's important. And so we really need to make those, you know, little judgment calls of, is this stressor, is it important? Is it a priority? If it's not important, but it's becoming a priority, why, right? Or if it's important, but, you know, it could wait, you know, a little bit, okay. when it's a priority and important at the same time, then yeah, handle it and then move on. Okay. So I think a lot of it is, you know, start small. What are little things that you can do throughout your day? And that's something that someone like myself or a mental health therapist or a behavioral therapist or shoot, even your friend or a family member can kind of, whoever you feel comfortable with talking through these things, can say, you know what, do I just need to take a, you know, a 5-minute break every other hour during my workday? And I'm going to set my alarm on my phone, on my smartwatch or whatever, and say, okay, this is my round to, like, let me grab some more water. Let me maybe use the bathroom. Maybe take a little lap around the office. Let me stand up, you know, from my desk. If I work from home, you know what? I know I'm always crushing, you know, with pounds of laundry at the end of every week. And it's like, okay, let me just move that laundry around during that 5 minute. So that way I'm not going to be overstressed out, you know, at the end of the week. So many things like that. Or let me just take that 5 minutes just to take, you know, 5 good deep breaths. And just, okay. And, you know, I don't need to respond to an email right away, right? There's no emergency right now. A lot of times I think we think things are emergency. We think things are a priority, but we set the tone. You know, I really talk a lot about this with my husband, who's an accountant. And, you know, and I have to say this to myself too as a physical therapist. There is no physical therapy emergency. There is no accounting emergency, right? There might be a, like, health emergency, right? Life and death kind of stuff. But there is no emergency. I think sometimes we overhype something and we get super anxious. And that is something that we can control. We set the tone, right? And things don't need to be emailed back right away. And I think a lot of that is just this society that we live in, that everything is so instant and that becomes a stressor. And so we need to actively manage that. We can actually manage that. But you know what? I'm going to take a minute to think about what I'm going to say instead of just reacting to it. I'm going to take a minute to just breathe for a second or just stand up or just change my position so I can, you know, try to relax that tension, do maybe some shoulder rolls, relax that tension in my jaw, you know, again, adjust my sitting posture, maybe just stand up. Or for those of us that are on our feet all the time, maybe I just need to sit down for a second, walk in that dog, go grab the mail, I mean, just go out to the driveway and back, you know, doing little things physically remove or separate or just put it on the back burner for a hot minute so that way we can control that controllable of how we react. And I think with that, you will definitely see that these little changes will make a big impact. And it's not going to change overnight. We need to set realistic expectations for ourselves, right? We need to manage that expectation. So take a peek at my other podcast where I talk about that. But I think having that self-awareness of what's going on, that self-awareness of what I can handle, that self-awareness of I really do need to love myself and take care of myself, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. And that is really true self-care and not being selfish. We need to stop gaslighting each other. We need to stop judging each other. And we really need to move forward so we have a better quality of life for ourselves. And then therefore that will leak out to other parts of our life. Have you ever noticed that when you are stressed out about one thing in your life, right? Like, let's say the work environment, that ekes into your family life. No matter how much you try to compartmentalize that, it does, right? You come home, you're stressed out, and you bark back at, like, your kid or your, you know, significant other, your roommate or something like that. Yeah, and then that just spirals, and it can definitely spiral if you don't really manage that stress through communication, proper communication and proper awareness and managing of that stress over there. You know, not a quick fix. And it is ongoing. Active stress management is ongoing and it's modified because your life changes day to day, every day. And I think the more that we accept that change, even though we so want a routine in our lives, that's not necessarily going to be all the time the exact same thing. We don't live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, right, where it's all the same thing all the time. It is different. There are differences every day throughout our day. And so there's constant change. And I think the more that we realize there is always things are changing around us and that we can control how we react to that and we can modify that. And that's really an empowering thing for ourselves. And that has been a huge realization in my life with all the changes that have occurred with starting North Star Physical Therapy, going from a full-time salary to 3 part-time jobs to going 100% in my business, changing, you know, personally relationships, you know, as well. My kids are constantly changing every 2 seconds. I think they grow like a foot. You know, and all these things are happening around us and we just want to enjoy that moment and not stress out about it. And, you know, calling on maybe your support system, the social piece of your biopsychosocial model of, you know, what are our resources like? And it might be free stuff, right? Doesn't mean like we need to have all the financial means to always go to like the latest and greatest yoga class and exercise. It's not all about exercise sometimes. I think I really have realized for myself, I sat there and stressed over like, oh my God, I need to practice what I preach with exercising and working out. Sometimes my exercise is breathing. Sometimes my exercise is doing like a quick, you know, hamstring stretch because I've been sitting in the car going from client to client. Sometimes it is just, I mean, taking that quick walk, but sometimes it's just being still for a second. I definitely have found myself taking some breaths when I'm in the driveway. I hear my dogs barking inside. I know my kids have got to get to the next thing, you know, within 10 minutes. But I'm like, let me just take these 2 seconds to just breathe, decompress from, you know, seeing my last client maybe, or just sitting in that traffic on the way home. I'm not bringing this, and I'm actively deciding I'm not bringing this stressor into my home anymore. I'm letting go of that balloon. My daughter's soccer coach has this great metaphor, analogy, or whatever you want to call it, where there's this issue that happened. It's in a balloon. That issue is there. You're holding on to that string. But then what we need to do a better job of is letting it go, right? It has happened. It has occurred. We got to let it go. And sometimes that can be that act of stress management. I'm going to actively let it go, or I'm going to actively put it on the back burner until I am ready to deal with it and I am in control of my reaction or whatever the case may be. So I think some of this self-care routine is looking inward, knowing what you can handle. And sometimes that's half the battle. What can I handle? Do a little soul searching. Taking that moment in time to do that will really help empower you. And that's not any less. Don't think of yourself any less of a person. We are sick of this medical gaslighting crap that has happened in today's society just overall. And know what you can handle and be strong in that and be confident in that. And control your controllable. This is not a passive stress thing. This is active stress management. Start small. Put things on a back burner or let it go. Know what's important. Know what's in a priority. There will be things that will be constantly changing and accepting that change. And you can control your own controllable and have that active stress management for your proper self-care routine. And I say routine very lightly because, like I just said, it's going to change. So that routine is modifiable, it is ongoing. And that is something that your medical healthcare team, that includes for emotional and mental health and physical health, that's what they should be, you know, walking you through that process. We maybe start something, but then I love to check in with my folks for overall wellness and maintenance. How is it going? Has there been something new that's popped up that we need to either address or we need to control a new controllable, right? So I hope you guys got some good tidbits. And until next time, guys, take care. Thank you all so much for listening to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. Continue to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Shirley North. Check out my website at www.northstardpt.com. Or I encourage you to email me any other questions about these topics, and it can be featured on a future podcast at snorth@northstardpt.com. Again, thank you all so much, and thank you for letting North Star Physical Therapy be your guiding light to your optimal health.